Pierre Cochran right now. This is a weekly podcast all about the best town in the world, Cochran, Alberta. My name's Eric Ruddle, joined as always by Lauren Meister. And Lauren, for the first time ever, we have a very special guest on here.
We do. We have Kaylee Mitchell from Quirk Social. Welcome. How are you
from
doing?
From Quirk Social. Thank you. From Bow Valley Bootstone.
Well, she's from a lot of different things.
I'm from a lot of things.
And from Cochran. You're an OG Cochranite.
I am, yeah, born and raised, so.
And so is Eric.
Oh, heck yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm an outsider.
You are. You don't have the tattoo.
No, I don't.
You don't have the tattoo yet.
No, not yet. I've been here 12 years, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, 15 is around the time.
Okay.
So, Kaylee, if somebody's listening, maybe they haven't met you before, kind of give us like an elevator pitch. Who are you?
An elevator pitch. My name's Kaylee. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Cochran. And, I've got two small girls. And now I'm running two businesses in town. So we have the social spot above McKay's. And then we also do event management. So we plan a lot of the community events, including Bow Valley Bootstop. So... yeah, that's my small elevator pitch.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I feel like we need to talk about Bow Valley Bootstomp. So this is something that, I mean, we're, of course, a country music station. So I feel like it was almost kind of like Christmas this past summer. We got to experience the very first country music festival here in Cochran. And this is because of you. You thought about this for, I'm imagining, a very, very long time, and you put this all together, but this is something that didn't just come together overnight. Can you kind of talk a little bit about how this came to be?
Yeah. I don't really know why I had the idea to do it. I think I wanted to go to, like, Big Valley for a long time, and I just never got up there, and, like, you know, there's a cost. There's I don't know if you guys have been up there. Oh, you both have, I think, right? Mm-hmm. So it's huge, and there's a lot of people, and it's crowded, but it's awesome. Like, the music's obviously incredible. So I had wanted to go for years, never got a chance. And I was like, you know, same with like wanting to go into Country Thunder, but I'm a small town girl and I don't love having to deal with traffic or figuring out getting in there and parking and all of the things. So I was just never making a point of actually going to those things. And I was like, you know, Cochran is growing, and over the last 3 years has grown like so much, so many new people coming to town. And I was like, you know, I think that we can, Cochran is ready for some of those bigger events and to support bigger events. So in like, would have been 2023, I guess, in like May-ish, I started working on it and had an idea and started talking to, I was actually talking to the Lions at the time about having it at the rodeo grounds, which I think would have been good in some regards and not good in some regards. So we ended up then starting to talk to the Egg Society about having it up there, which was also obviously worked out to be a really great location to have it. And like, they've got lots of different space that it can grow into because they've got a whole space up top too that's just like a wide open field, right? Mm-hmm. So, so really I was working on it for like over a year, but a lot of it was by myself and a lot of it was like alongside everything else that we're doing, because having a store and having other events and a team of people to manage, as well as trying to kind of put on this passion project, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it was, it was a lot. But we started, so how did it, like last year, as you know, then we kind of got into the fall. We picked dates and we launched the contest to name it.
Right.
So that was like kind of our, you know, soft launch, I guess, of like getting people involved. And we had, I can't remember now off the top of my head how many entries we had for that. Like a lot. I think there was about 100 or so that we had. Yeah. And then we had to pared it down to the ones that, out of those that we liked. And then we sent it out to like multiple people who've kind of were part of the engagement part. So you guys were included in that, to vote on their top X amount. And then we also had our newsletter vote on it. And then, and then Bow Valley Bootstomp came out of it. So the ones that I liked the most weren't even close, which is funny. But and so I think that's when it actually became more real, obviously, when we actually sent out that press release and started talking about it. And then, we booked the musicians in January. I think it was, we worked between November and January, which is kind of what we'll plan to do this time too, and then launch tickets in February. And
so can we talk about booking these artists, right? So you've locked in a name, you're like, okay, we're doing it. Now we actually have to get 2 days worth of musicians. How did you even start looking at that? Like, yet again, this is your first ever kick at the can. Where did you even begin to like email people?
Well, it was a huge, it was totally new. Like, I hadn't done stuff like that. I've booked some musicians before through for Canada Day and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but nothing to this kind of caliber. Yeah, I got different names and suggestions of people who people wanted to see. Lauren really wanted Aaron Goodwin to be right. there. So conveniently, Lauren.
Yeah, exactly.
And listening to music. And then honestly, I just reached out to their agencies from their websites and was like, hey, I'm planning okay. this country music festival. And of course, the agencies, they want their people to play, right? So the one agency I started with, Sakamoto, is the guy that I was dealing with is based in BC. And he was very nice to deal with on the phone. And I think, like, again, they need us to book them, right? Like, they mm-hmm. so he was willing to work with me and give me some advice on different things. And, you know, because you start getting numbers and it's like, oh yeah, Brett Kissel for sure, $200,000, and I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. Cool,
yeah,
how about someone else?
Yeah, exactly. Who else do you
who
have?
Else could we bring? Because it's, again, it's a small town, and it's
first
it's not that first I would one. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, not that I wouldn't like to have Brett Kissel come here, but mm-hmm. I don't know that that'll happen anytime soon.
Right. Right.
Just so everybody's aware. Yeah. So if we have a different opportunity
well, we
to go see him,
Garth
go
Brooks
see him.
Next year.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. No, think small town, Lauren. Oh. Small town.
Okay. Well, I did get Aaron Goodwin for
I know
the first
you
year.
Did. I know.
You did. I did it all. Yeah. Thanks well, for doing that for me,
it,
Kaylee.
It happened.
Yeah. Just appeared.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
So Aaron Goodwin and Kelsey Kulik both came from Sakamoto.
Oh, nice.
And it was... I mean, right now, like, to be honest, we got a really good price for Kelsey at the start of the year. I think her price would be significantly higher now after this the year that she's had.
Right, yeah.
So that was kind of that was great, I think. And then we were dealing with Pequin, which is out of Winnipeg.
Okay.
And that's who Doc Walker got booked through.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have like a huge list that of names that we had reached out, and they gave me a bunch of different prices, and we kind of went back and forth on different things. And so those were the three that we booked through the agencies. And then everyone else I booked directly.
Oh, nice.
Because everybody, a lot of them I had worked with before or had seen before, like different for different events. So like I had worked with Michaela Sheedy, Brandon Lorenzo, what did they call them? Sorry, like Justine and Noel.
The Buckthorns.
Yes. Right, and Alex
what did they
Hughes.
Call themselves? Alex Hughes, yeah, who I saw at Found Books through like Blue Jay Sessions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
With Noel like 3 years ago, and then she played Food Fest and she's amazing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I was super excited to have her on stage. Jaron Friesen was the only one who wasn't like local. He reached out and I really liked his sound. So mm-hmm. that's why he came from. Jeff Caddo had reached out directly as mm-hmm. well. So, and he also played Canada Day, which was awesome.
Yep.
Trying to think.
Yeah.
Drew Gregory was another one that I had heard names. So
right.
I had also talked to, well, like you guys gave me some name suggestions. Michelle Spice, who mm-hmm. has done a lot of photography with these guys. She gave me a lot of suggestions, and also like she has seen a lot of them perform. So she gave me her opinions on some of them. So I think we were kind of going between Aaron Goodwin and Chad Brownlee for the right. Saturday. And she pushed towards Aaron as well because she said he was so great on stage, which he obviously, mm-hmm. as we saw, really, really was.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of how all that booking goes. I think the biggest thing, and I think you guys know that, the scariest thing is that I had to pay half deposits in January wow. for those big names, and that was not a small amount of money. So
that's the thing. It's like you're in January, you know that this event is happening in July, and at this point you don't know what the weather is going to be like, you don't know what ticket sales are going to be yeah. like. There's so many unknowns. Like, what is the feeling like then in January
it's
when you're
a great question.
Yeah. But like, how do you that's a huge commitment.
Yeah. I am a bit of a risk taker. I think my friends, one of my friends told me the other day it was the best thing about me, which I thought that was very nice of her to say, because I don't think a lot of people can live like that. I think that, you know, I always believe that I can make it happen. I can make it work. I can, I don't know. I just have a lot of belief in myself. And I think, like, especially from the event piece, that piece I knew I could pull together because we've worked with so many different organizations, like especially in vendors like locally and throughout Alberta, that so I was like, I knew I could get the pieces all in place. Mm-hmm. The stage was something different, totally different. I hadn't done that before, the production, that size of production. But yeah, I don't know. It was just taking a risk on myself, to be totally honest, and just be like, I think I can pull it off and we'll just see. And like, you know, the more we talked about it with people, the more excited people were about it too, mm-hmm. right? So that kind of kept giving me the confidence that we were on the right track. So yeah.
So let's talk about that stage quickly because, of course, you got the artists. But that stage, for anyone who wasn't there, if you've ever been to Country Thunder, Big Valley Jamboree, it rivaled them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that it'll together, look the same next year, but we'll see.
There was video cameras. Yeah. There was full video walls. Yeah. Like, getting that together on a production side of things had got to be like a beast.
Yeah, well, I mean, we hired a team out of Calgary. So that team, again, this is a lot of, like, you know, based on connections, really. Like, I talked to Brandon Lorenzo and was like, hey, do you happen to know anybody who does production around Calgary, Cochrane area? And he's like, oh, yeah, I know this guy named George. Here's his contact. And so I reached out to him, and he had actually worked with Aaron Goodvin. And so the fact that they had these connections with him, that was a big deal. So I did reach out to Aaron's tour manager and just say, hey, this is who I'm looking at. How do you feel about that? And they really praised him. So that was a big, because it was, again, big risk. I hadn't seen anything he had done. We were meeting at the Egg Society in the snow. So to give an idea of, like, especially because that the ground up there is dust, like, right? Like, it's dirt. And so, like, the way they packed it down was crazy. Like, it was cement. And had it rained, we would have had a whole other issue, right? Because the weight of the stage and the weight of the trucks that were going in there, and they had like these huge cinder blocks to like hold it down for safety and stuff. Wow. So yeah, it was intense. Yeah.
Well, and as far as the weather, like going back to that, I mean, it's Alberta. I mean, you could have any kind of weather. I mean, you could have snow in July, like not likely, but I mean, we could have had a crazy storm. It could have been raining. It turns out we actually had probably one of the hottest weekends.
So hot, which is almost like, it was also worse, right? Like, I don't know which is worse, to be honest. Like,
it was incredibly hot, but I mean, I think that's probably better than raining or thunderstorm. We did a little bit of a storm.
On Friday,
on the Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's that, like, it's funny because as an event planner, you know, I used to check the weather all the time. To be honest, I don't, because now it's like, we're not going to cancel it. The only reason we would have had to stop for a lot of things is, like, the lightning. So the night before, on the Friday night when we had when we had lightning, we did shut down for a bit, because obviously if it hits the stage or hits those big tents, then that's a safety issue. Yeah. So, but yeah, like, I think especially like Albertans in general, we know what the weather can, like, the weather, just come prepared. You know what I mean? And we had we have the barn too, right? So if it's raining and stuff, we at least had a backup option for the music if we really had to. It would have been an interesting switch if we had to do it that way. But yeah, the heat actually worked against us as well, which is something to take in consideration for next year. Because, you know, even people with tickets during that day on Saturday weren't there, right? Like, it was so hot that people didn't want to be outside at the 35 degree weather. So then the bands were up there and there's not that many people there. So that was disappointing, I think, for that side. And so just like things to think about next year. I think, like, everyone keeps saying, you know, July, we are getting drier Julys and hotter weather, right? Like July and August. So it's, again, it's a risk anytime we do an event, but...
Yeah, but you can't control it, right?
No,
I mean, it is what it is.
Now, you said next year, right? That's one question we are getting constantly, just Lauren and myself. Are you planning on bringing it back?
Yes, yeah, for sure, yeah.
So, when you do... So, let's say... So, you finished that event. It was a whirlwind of a weekend. Was it instantly like, yeah, baby, we're going again next year? Did you take a couple of weeks to think it out, to crunch the numbers? Like...
It depends on how you look at it. I think, like, yes, like 2 days after, I said I'd for sure do it again.
Okay.
I think that there's a lot of things, and especially people who are on social media might have seen the post about it.
Right.
We would have, of course, loved to see a lot more bodies there. It's a totally different event that Cochrane's not used to. I think it's actually going to be an event that actually brings people to Cochrane, not necessarily that's like a Cochrane community focused event, because it does cost money and it's not going to be for everybody and not everybody likes country music, right? So it's going to take time to build it. But I think that the feedback that I got from people who came and the people who, again, even the bands and, like, you know, obviously, like, Aaron Goodvin, the stuff that he said on stage and posted on social media and stuff, like, all of that stuff just boost my confidence more about it, right? And just was like, we're on the right track. We just have to make some tweaks to it for next year, because we, you know, even though it wasn't sold out, our team was run off our feet all weekend. Like, we were so tired. And I was like, if it had been sold out, I think it would have failed. I think, which is an interesting way to look at it, but I think we actually probably would have seen a lot more problems come up, because we had things that came up that I would never have expected to have to deal with.
It
was like, and that would happen more, right? So, like, we will just be more prepared for next year. So,
for sure. And yeah, you're going to learn each time you do it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, because going back to what you asked, Eric, is like the like people are like, well, was it successful? And I'm like, well, it depends on how you look at that. Like, if you're looking just at the numbers, no.
Right.
If you're looking at it as a whole, and like, again, would we do it again? Did we learn a lot? Is there opportunity for growth? Absolutely. I would say that that it is successful, and we will continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the thing is people ask about, I mean, me, like obviously like Eric and I, we were fortunate enough to MC the event, but really I feel like just I was there for the fun of it. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, I was a spectator, and people ask about what I did this summer. And that was a highlight of my summer. You know, like that was the best part of the summer. Just the fact that this was in our community. And I have to agree with you. Like it's something that. You see a few things and it's like, okay, well, maybe if there was a couple different things that were a little bit different, it could be, you know, a little bit better in the future or whatever. But man, we're so lucky to have this.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that like this could just be this massive thing for Cochrane. And I, you know, you could just see how this is going to grow to this massive thing.
Yeah. So thanks. I hope so. Oh, shoot. I thought of something you were saying, but now I can't remember what I was going to say about
worries.
That.
No worries. So, of course, you do this festival. Now you're in kind of the country world. And I know you were just up in Edmonton for the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
I got to imagine that was just like networking for a whole week or something, right?
Yeah, it was incredible. We got a CCMA membership just after the festival, actually, not before. And so because I was like, well, I think at that point, too, we were just like, we didn't even have the Bootstomp website. So we got a new website and everything now. Like,
oh, nice.
I think we just needed to like see if it was actually going to be a thing that could take off. So yeah, we got the CCMA membership, went up to Edmonton for 4 days, and we got to go to we got like the delegate pass, so we got to go to a bunch of different like songwriters sessions and different seminars and different like round tables and VIP parties, and we went to like the CCMA gala and cool. Then the awards, and so tons of networking, tons of incredible musicians. Like that was the best part, I think, is especially like the songwriters, like they do the sessions, right? Where it's like four or five people up there and they're singing with their guitar and they're telling you the stories of how they came up with these songs. And that was really cool. So we got to see like Haley Benedict, Tony Stevens, Jason Blaine, Washboard Union. Mm. I'm trying to think of the other second group. We saw Sasha.
Yep.
Who else did we see up there? Oh, shoot. Anyways, it was just, and you got to hear them, like, they're just, it's just so raw, and I love that part of it, because it's, you know, the stuff you hear on your phone or hear on the radio has been, not tuned, but it's been mixed
it's
to
produced,
a degree, right?
It's, so, like, perfect.
Yes, and,
yeah.
So it was, that was really cool. And then we went to a couple things at, like, some of the bars that we're also doing, like, some of the smaller groups, so, like, Jeff Caddo, and they were doing ones with, like, smaller independent performers, which was really cool to see. And then just got to meet a ton of people, which
what
was
a
awesome.
Cool opportunity.
Yeah.
So already you're planning, I'm looking forward to summer 2025. Do you already kind of have a few ideas for who you'd like to bring in if you could?
Yeah, I think we're kind of looking at it a little differently. So I don't know. We haven't finalized anything yet.
Yeah,
so we, you
tell
know,
us right now. Yeah, exclusive.
Like, what's the exact lineup?
You know, because I think people, some people were like, why did you go so big the first year in the way that it was? And I was like, I didn't want to. I mean, it's big, but it's not Country Thunder big. And I got that. Like, but it was still, you know, it still was $70,000 for just the performers, right?
Yeah,
so
wow.
It was not a small amount of money for that we put in.
No.
And so, looking at it a little differently, I think, for next year in terms of like timing on like we probably wouldn't do the whole day on Saturday, and we'll have a little less performances throughout the weekend. But also trying to put a bit more, I think, focus on like Alberta specific performers.
Okay.
Because our business as a whole, we're like, you know, the store is all Alberta makers, right? So it's all, we're very much about supporting local and putting the money back into the economy, like Cochrane. And so even with like when we're booking porta potties or anything that we can book locally, we'll book locally to make sure that that goes back in here. So that's kind of where my main focus is going to be. And looking at like, you know, bringing in names that are going to do great, be great performers. Because I think like, you know, I mean, not that we had bad performers by any degree, but there was a different, you know, Aaron Goodwin, the way he engaged with the audience and just that feeling that you get as being part of that, right? So we went to one VIP party that during CCMA week, and I was like standing here and the stage was right there, and we're watching like Tyler Joe Miller, Andrew Hyatt, Jason Blaine. Who else did we get to see there? Sasha performed there anyways, and they were performing a couple songs, but you're like this close and I just danced the whole time and I just didn't pay attention. Like I was just in it. Like it was just so good.
Yeah.
And they're engaging and it's fun. And I was like, that's the feeling that I want people to have when they come to the festival. I want them to just have a really, really good time. You know what I mean? So and I think that we saw some like not unknown, but just smaller, in like independent performers who would bring that. And if they're coming from, say, Edmonton or they're coming from Red Deer, then they're also bringing their following down with them.
Exactly. Right. And it's more doable because you know that they're only a couple hours away kind of thing.
Yeah. So I think that's where my mind is right now, but we will still have names that people will know. But to be fair, like, you know, I mean, of course, we know Aaron Goodvin and we know Doc Walker, but there's definitely people in Cochrane who don't even know who those people are. So they weren't going to come anyway. So trying to kind of match where we can get a good lineup of performers, you know, and maybe decrease the ticket price a little bit, depending on how where that kind of falls, to then try to get more people to be able to come for the experience of it.
Yeah.
So looking at it like that, like a locally made kind of festival, is that the trajectory for the festival? Or like we always hear the stat, like Big Valley Jamboree didn't make money for the first 7 or 8 years.
I know. I've heard.
As the boot stomp grows and grows, is your goal to bring like a Keith Urban and Tim McGraw to town? Or do you want to keep it to that Alberta made?
That's a really good question. I don't know, Eric, the answer, because I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like there's also only so far we can actually grow it in that's like we can move up top, but moving up top, there's nothing up there. So that means we have to bring everything up there. Bathrooms, everything, tents, like everything that we would need. So, you know, that's a great spot for camping, but it's not necessarily the right spot for like the actual festival.
Viewership.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's of course, I mean, I'd love to bring big names to town,
no,
but it's. The reality of like, and people have asked me about the dates too. So, you know, the date is the weekend after Stampede because of numerous reasons it worked. It's what's worked for us. It is the best time around other events in Cochrane, not like there's no other big events that weekend. And Cochrane, as you know, like in the summer, it's every weekend there's something, right?
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that people had pushed, like kind of been like, well, it's right after Stampede though. Everybody stampeded out. And I said, well, I don't go to Stampede. Like I know a lot of people who don't go to the Stampede, who don't, again, small town people, right? So that's kind of that's sort of that market of that I'm trying to hit is the people who don't want to go to those huge, huge things where you're in crowds and you don't like, cause you know, I went to Country Thunder and if you're not right there by the stage, you're way back here and you're watching them on a screen and you've paid $200 or whatever to get in there to watch them on a screen and sit back here and be crowded
by
people.
That's not the same experience.
Not at all. Not like, not at all the kind of experience that we got to have being right there and just, you know, people dancing, people two-stepping and stuff like that, right? So, well, you can almost touch them. Yeah. And of course, that'll grow, like, and that'll change as it kind of goes. But I think that it's being able to kind of keep that small town feel in the experience itself. But yeah. So, I mean, but would I like to meet Keith Urban? For sure. So,
maybe.
Like,
your goals might change every single year, right?
Yeah.
Depending on how the things, years go.
Yeah.
So,
do you have trouble being so close to Stampede, Country Thunder with musicians? Because we know some of those events have like a, hey, you can't be performing at other things. Did you run into any of those issues?
Not this year.
Okay.
No, it was, I think Aaron had played in like maybe May or June at an event in Calgary. But so we have a bit of like with the bigger names like that and like the contracts, we have a bit of like, oh, you know, radius where we can say, oh, they can't play anywhere within this long, far, kind of like essentially up to Red Deer, down to Lethbridge sort of area. Stampede's always going to be, will always be an issue. Stampede's got a really good, really good contract for their performers, and everybody wants to play Stampede because that gives them an opportunity to hit an international market.
It's a huge audience,
Where it's, you know, a small town festival, you're hitting a small town, but really, like, it depends, I think, too, on their trajectories for their careers. Like, if they're trying to hit those, like I said, international artists, but if we're looking at smaller people who are, you know, like Drew Gregory played, I think quite a few of our guys played at Stampede.
Right.
But it didn't
lock
impact us, you know.
Right,
yeah,
yeah.
So, Drew Gregory, Michaela, Alex Hughes, and Jeff Caddo all had played at Stampede in different, in various ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we will probably run into that. There is someone I had reached out and was trying to get some pricing for, and it sounds like she might be playing at Nashville North. So if she is, there's a good chance we can't get her. Right. So that would be like, that's the kind of things we've run into. But
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But there's so much artist. Like there's so much talent, there's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We put out, like, as we put out an application. So one of the things we talked about, so we had met his name's Adam. He runs Stampede Entertainment. He books most of the stuff for Stampede, as well as other shows throughout the year. But he was saying that, shoot, now where was I going with that thought?
No, you're good. Did you meet?
What was I going with that thought?
That's okay.
I'll see if it comes back.
When you were up at the CCMAs, like you said, you saw artists, you shook hands, kissed babies kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to other people with festivals? Like, did you get to kind of get advice on, hey, we saw your festival, maybe try this, or maybe you should go this direction?
No, not really. Okay. We met Adam, and I'm hoping to go and actually see his office and and chat with him there. And he seemed pretty open, because to me, it's like, we're not really a threat to the Stampede, obviously. Yeah. So, there was people from Boots and Hearts there who I didn't know that
in Ontario.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's a big one. Yeah. In Ontario, which I didn't know until there was the gala night. They won an award. There's actually an award at the CCMAs for the best festival.
Oh, hey, that's cool.
It's funny because we were at the gala and I messaged Aaron Goodman and was like, hey. I'm like, hey, we're going to win this award one day. And he was like, with that attitude, you will. And I was like, thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
So are you and Aaron on texting basis?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. So nice. That's we saw him because we got a chance to see him and talk to him when we were mm-hmm. there. And he got to see his parents. And they're like, oh, hey. And we're chatting because they were at the festival too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Did that answer?
Yeah. No, that's great. Definitely answered the question. So, we're still 6-8 months away or so from summertime. So what kind of things do you work on right now? Like, are you still working on the lineup then?
That was my thought I was saying. Okay. So we, anybody who runs a festival, I've got emails for months about performers who want to play, after we announced the lineup. It was like, oh, do you still have space? And here's some stuff. So I've got a list of people who want to play. And then we actually just put out an application process for people, because meeting the artists at the CCMAs, of course, it's all Canadian, so it's all across Canada. So they're not necessarily just from mm-hmm. Alberta. But so we put that out anyways. And we've got, I think, 35 artists who've put on, who've signed up to apply on mm-hmm. just on that. And so it's going through and looking at listening to everybody mm-hmm. to just kind of see that. Also looking at who we would bring in as headliners for both nights. That's kind of the biggest thing is locking down the musicians at this mm-hmm. point. Again, we'll probably have that done by January. And then honestly, bringing in money. So working on sponsorship a lot sooner than we did last year. Mm-hmm. I think we, coming up, that was one of the challenging pieces was coming up with a sponsorship package that, for an event that had never been done before, that it's like, I don't know, I guess we could try and put it here. Oh, are we going to have screens? Because we could put logos on the screens and, stuff like that. That's like, okay, now we have a better idea of what we can actually put in that adds value and that makes people want to be part of it. And
it's just hard to envision too, right?
Totally.
For
and it's like,
owners or whatever, right?
Yeah. And I'm, we worked with a lot of really good local businesses that did support the event this year. And hopefully we can get a lot more on side for next mm-hmm. year. And, we worked with Cottage Springs and Big Rock, some bigger brands that are not necessarily Cochrane mm-hmm. focused, but they still, with Big Rock, it was but it's still an Alberta company. And we still want to support that local. Cause again, it comes back to that. I wasn't going to go to much to other people who really want me to bring in Bud Light and those other things, but we'll see next year. But,
is there anything that you were not a chance, you're not doing for sure for next year that you were that was a terrible thing to do?
I don't think so. Nice. I think the way we're talking about changing the way that we're going to set up the stage, I think the feedback, again, we kind of tried to model things off of Country Thunder and BVJ, where it's they've got the VIP area and then they've got the, general admission and da 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 da. And I think it all would have worked had it been a sold out event. Mm-hmm. Since it wasn't, we ran into sort of that awkwardness where there was people sitting on the bleachers, but there was a tons of space for them to come down and dance. But then these people have paid more. And so just kind of looking at how we can shift that a little bit so that maybe there's a smaller VIP area, but then everybody else can come in and dance. And again, maybe as the years grow, that'll change and the VIP areas extend. But to just kind of give that opportunity, because I never really thought of everybody wanting to two-step and dance, like, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, oh, and it was great. It was so cool to see, especially because it was a lot of younger people two-stepping, which I thought was super fun. yeah. And so we've got some videos of that, which I thought was really, it's just so fun to watch. But yeah. I don't think there was anything. Do you think there was? Do you think there was anything?
No, I'm just wondering.
Do you have something in mind?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, well, Kaylee. Yeah. No, I'm just wondering from your perspective if there was anything that you were like, no, this particular thing just didn't work and we're going to change this and it's going to be different. Or
no, I think, like I said, we were run off our feet and we didn't have like people in specific positions. I really like, so there was some musicians who came, performed and left without me even meeting them. So there's things like that I would... Like, I will have people in different spots so that I can be like, no, I'm backstage the whole time doing these things.
Mm-hmm. And sure, you want some time
instead of running around and putting out fires and like some silly situations that I was dealing with that I wasn't expecting. But for the most part, I think I think things went pretty well.
And now you were wearing cowboy boots that whole weekend.
I was.
And not running shoes. Yeah. Like, were your feet very sore?
No, you know what? I bought them secondhand on purpose because I've never had them. So I bought them from somebody else. So they were worn in a bit, but they're not that bad. Like, isn't that the point? Aren't you supposed to wear cowboy boots?
Like, I mean, that's true. Like, I mean, real cowboys like, work in them.
Well, that's
right?
What I was going to say. Like, as long as they're good quality ones, right? So, no, my feet weren't.
They were good. Okay.
Not that I can remember.
Man,
yeah.
Just watching you all weekend like running long, back you were like, go, there, there's Kaylee, over there. Like, you put in a lot of miles.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I'm not a big, like, I'm a doer. Like, I'm not a big, like, go do this, and you go do this, and I'll just sit here in my corner. Like, I'm not, I'm just like,
you don't
get it done.
Yeah.
No, I want to bring it back to you, Kaylee, because we hit on this at the start. You're a local mom, you have two young daughters, and you're balancing work with your own business and this festival. Do you have like any advice for maybe somebody who has big dreams though, that like this was a risk, and like you said, you put a lot of your own money into it. Do you have like any advice for somebody maybe in town who's like, I've had an idea, but just going with it can be a little bit tough?
Yeah, I think there's like with any business, it's like believing in yourself and being okay with a bit of risk. Like coming with risk is that obviously there's always a chance of potential failure, right? Like there's things that we've tried over the years that hasn't worked, or, you know, there's times where we're struggling to sell tickets. And, you know, again, like I said, you look at some stuff where it's like that post on Facebook, for example, that was like, it looked like there was nobody there, which was not really the case.
Does that get to you? Did that land?
It didn't. I stopped reading the comments after a while, you know, because a lot of those comments were, there was no marketing. Well, I know how much we spent and did on marketing, so I know that that's not true, you know? And I know that that means, like, for me, what I took from that is that a lot of the people are probably not our target market. They probably wouldn't have come anyways. They don't like country music, or they don't want to pay for an event. You know, there's obviously going to be people who have a financial cost to it too, right?
Sure.
But going back to that question, Eric, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, as a business owner, I've just... I don't want to give up, I guess, is kind of it. Like, I have created really good connections over the last few years in a business world, and that has been really helpful in terms of, like, getting the word out for things, getting ticket sales. You know, like, a lot of the people, not a lot, but a good chunk of the people that were at the festival are people I knew, right? So I'm standing at the stage, and they were just like, oh, I'm so proud of you. This is incredible. Like, look at this, you know? And it was like, so that feels really good, and that makes me keep going, even though... Yeah, a lot of the time it's very hard, and there's days where I'm for sure like, I'm a single mom. Like, what am I doing? Is this super irresponsible to to be a business owner? Should I just get a job where they pay me to show up and then, you know? But I also don't want to do that.
I get that.
I like the you know, the freedom of being able to pick up my kids from school if they're sick, or like, you know, go on field trips and stuff like that, and have a bit of that balance. And so it's definitely not for the faint of heart, though. Like, it is, there's a lot of struggles that go with it, for sure. And the money is the biggest thing, for sure.
Yeah.
So
I know we talked a little bit about, you know, like hearing, you know, nice messages and whatnot from people, but is there any feedback that you heard from, you know, talking to people or on social media that really, you know, solidified for you that this is something that you're going to continue doing, like, as far as this festival goes, or like you're meant to have be the one having this festival here in Cochrane?
I think, like, we put out a survey that went out to, I think we only sent it out to the volunteers, actually. I can't remember how many people we actually sent it out to, because I got a little nervous after we started getting feedback from just the volunteers piece of it. But, you know, even on that post, for example, again, people, the people who attended, who commented on that post, were just like, it was incredible. It was worth the worth the money. It was so good. It's so nice to see this in town. I really hope you'll do it again. Like, we got emails after that were like, you know, again, talking a bit about the fact that there's not that many people there, and that, and a lot of people, even that, like, even at the event, people who stopped me as I was running around being like, oh, this is so good. Thank you so much for doing this. We love having this in Cochrane. We hope you'll do it again next year. Like, people that I don't know, right?
Nice.
So having that feedback from people, was huge. Like, mm-hmm. because then it's like, then, you know, like I said, like you just said, like, then you kind of know you're on that path,
right,
to something that people do want to see here. And it's just about growing it and how to kind of reach the right people, which I think is, to be totally honest, as an event planner in Cochrane in general, talking to other people with events, like, it's hard to reach people in Cochrane. We don't really know what it is. There's going to be like people that we reach all the time, but there's some pockets of people that we just don't know mm-hmm. where or how. And I don't know if those are the people that are just more about commuting to Calgary and don't do a ton of stuff here, because we often, everybody, like, always, you'll see it on Facebook and you'll see it all the time. I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, how could you not know about
it?
Yeah,
like, we like literally put this everywhere.
Like, besides going to people's houses and knocking on their doors and being like, did you know we have a country music festival?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I promise we have one up there. Like, you know, we went to the trade show and we had, anyways, we did a ton of stuff.
Yes.
And so that part's always going to be hard where it's like, but you know what? Those comments too, I write back a lot of the time and I'm like, hey, thanks so much for your feedback. Where do you find out your information?
Let me know.
Because maybe there is something.
Well, totally.
Like, oh, I never even thought about this. This would be a great avenue for us to look at.
But then, you know, we've done that before and then someone's like, oh, I find out about it in this group. And I'm like, okay, well, there's posts in this group since March. So there had been posts for 8 months in that group. And it's like, or in the newspaper. And I'm like, okay, well, we have a full page ad, like, or a write up about this. Like, there's just, so if you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it. I think, like, had I not already known that piece of it, that part would have probably derailed me a little bit. But because I've already experienced a lot of that through other events and like doing business in town, that it's a constant struggle, not just for me. It's for all business owners and event planners in town have that problem.
Yeah.
Pretty much, so, be kind, right?
Yeah, like yeah, exactly.
These are people running these events who obviously you put tens of dozens of hours in this.
Yeah.
And just to get a snotty message, it can hurt, right?
Well, and I think too, Eric, like, part of it, like, we also, my business also does social media management, right? So we've been on social media and for years too, and again, same thing, I feel like I'm just kind of numb to it because those people don't know me. They don't know, like, they don't know the whole thing. They probably, like, even still, they're like, I didn't know about it. But do you think then they went and started following the page? Probably not, right? So
exactly.
It's yeah, like, I try to just brush it off. I don't like to deal with drama.
Yeah, you can't take it personally. It's not a personal attack, right?
No.
It's not.
No, one person, it was funny because one person was like, clearly whoever planned this doesn't live in Cochrane and doesn't know how business works in Cochrane and like all of this stuff. And
very,
I was like,
clearly.
Hi, actually.
Hello.
Yeah.
I grew up here. I actually have two successful businesses in Cochrane, but thank you so much for your opinion.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
You know, so it's just like, jeez, everyone's got their own opinion, and it's always the... It honestly, it's the negative people that are louder than
it always is.
Yeah. So it's like when those little diamonds pop in where it's like, this was a great event and I loved it. And I was like, thank you so much.
Yes, exactly. You just have to focus on those ones for sure. Yeah.
So, and it's first year event it's always going to be like that. To get the word out is just challenging. Or like we said, people didn't really know the caliber of it. Like, we talked about that a bit when you guys came and you guys were like, holy cow, look at the stage. Like,
that was the biggest thing, I think, for me was the stage. Oh, I know you had mentioned that it was going to be a big stage, but until I walked in there,
stage.
I was like, whoa. Oh, this is a stage.
Yeah.
This is a massive
stage. It's not Mitford Park. Yeah.
No, like, we're not, this is massive. And just like, the screens and the sound system and it was exactly, it's something that it would rival any of the other major country music festivals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So great.
Kaylee, 2025, right around the corner.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to keep up with Bow Valley Boot Stomp?
Social media right now. Bow Valley Boot Stomp is the social media, but the website is going to be bootstomp.ca. We're just finishing updating it because Bow Valley Boot Stomp was taken.
Ooh, okay.
Someone took it, but bootstomp.ca then gives us a chance to potentially expand.
Whoa.
really far down the road.
Nice.
Hey,
her,
I like
festival
it.
Empire. Let's
right?
go.
Hey, that's actually smart thinking. I like it.
That was intentional.
Yeah.
But awesome. I got big ideas now after being at CCMA. I'm like, look at all these musicians.
Yes.
So, I have one thing that I didn't mention about CCMA week, which I should have.
Hit us.
Was the Legend Show, which was like... incredible. It was so good. We got to see like Brett Kissel. Brett Kissel and Caroline Don Johnson were the MCs.
Yeah.
And then we saw, I kind of remember everybody that we saw, Dan Davidson. Well, Paul Brandt was the ending of it all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then they all sang Alberta Bound together. Oh, and it was like, gosh. Yeah. And then, yeah, I had tears in my eyes. It was so good.
We got to get Paul
Brandt
there.
It was so good.
I mean, he lives here.
Yeah. I know, and he doesn't perform very often, so a chance to get to see him there. But Paul Brandt's $100,000, even though we could go knock on his door.
I mean,
so.
Do we not get a Cochrane discount?
I don't know. We've tried. I've tried.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we just keep on knocking on every door until we find him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I got to see Paul Brandt at the Bright Creek community, like event center.
Oh, cool.
Like, oh, okay.
10 years ago right. or something. Okay. It was like a last minute event. The Cochrane Foundation did it.
Mm. Oh, cool.
And they didn't really sell tickets. It was just like, I was working for the Humane Society at the time. And so I got to see Paul Brandt, and it was like this super small, intimate kind of event. And it was incredible. So every time I've seen him, it's been incredible. But he just doesn't do a lot of performing right now. Right. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, Paul, if you're listening.
Hey, what's up, man?
We love to have
this far. Yeah.
Well, another Cochranite who's fantastic, George Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is good. We did have him suggested a couple times too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But he does, like, he had played in town.
Yes, he's played
this year or a couple times.
And then he was in Bright Creek last summer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's been here a couple times the last couple of years. So,
you know, we want people who will, like, I want to bring people, obviously, that are going to attract people, but we also, you know, want names that are different so you guys, everybody can, like, learn people to, or, like,
100%.
Meet new people.
Because you want to elevate voices as well, right?
Yeah, like, and I think one of the things that I loved so much, and shout out to Jeff Caddo, because he spent the whole weekend there. Like, he came and supported it, and that meant a lot. Like, it really did, because, you know, some of the artists come, do their thing.
Just for
their
show.
Right.
Take the money and leave, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's, they don't... Even, like, the ones that... There was some that didn't even really engage with the audience and stuff, right? So there's... Yeah, there's something to be said for sure about someone who will come and, like, hang out and talk to people, and then they get to see him on stage too. And so then it's good for his brand, and it's good for people. It's exciting for them to get to meet him and see him on stage and stuff. And so, and it just, like I said, it just felt so great to have that additional support from somebody. So,
exactly. Well, he calls himself an honorary Cochranite.
Does he?
So, yeah, I think he spends a lot of time in Cochrane.
Yeah, yeah. He was just here. I watched him on Friday, actually. But yeah, he's great. And I think when he said that to me, and he's like, you know, we were talking about a different artist that we're concerning for next year, and he's like, yeah, but he would come and he would stay all weekend and he'd hang out and he'd talk to people, and and I've seen him perform, and he's really entertaining. So I think he's on our list, but
okay.
I don't know if you know him off the top of your
head. You'll tell us.
I'll tell you.
Where's this list, Kaylee? Yeah. We would love to.
I have a list everywhere.
Yeah. Post
it all over our house.
Your computer?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, thanks so much, Kaylee, for coming in, talking all things Bootstomp. And, of course, you can grab this podcast on all your favorite podcast services. And until next time, talked again soon.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, guys.